On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, we are champs, baby. We are national champions. I review the Women's Basketball National Championship run, talk about the game, what's next possibly, and let's just bask in it. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 56 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, and I'm not even going to worry about keeping every episode from 1801 to 2001. I'm not worrying about that this one because you know what? We are national champions. How good does that freaking feel? National champs. They did it, y'all. They did it. Obviously talking about the women's team here, and it's just been a blessing being able to follow this team. It is a blessing having Dawn Staley in the Gamecock family, in the Gamecock community. This team, it's a special group, y'all. It is. You know, started the podcast here, started following this team closer than I ever have. And even looking back at last year, you knew that this was the focus. We talked about it. And they didn't say it all that much during the year. They didn't say they were motivated by what happened in last year's Final Four, but you knew it. You knew they wanted to at least get back to the Final Four. That was the minimum expectation, but you knew that they really, really wanted to bring home that big trophy. And you know what? I'm not bringing up the last year Final Four anymore. I'm not. I'm simply not, because we have surpassed that. We won it all. We got the big trophy. We're the last team standing. We're national champions. Just let that soak in. That does not happen very often at many schools. Really, at any school, it doesn't happen often. Dawn Staley has built a legitimate powerhouse, and it is incredible. We are so blessed. We are so lucky. We're the city of champs. You know, we always call Columbia the city of dreams. It's the city of champs right now. Absolutely. It's incredible. So, going to look back at this tournament here before I dive into the game against Connecticut. I almost said Kentucky. Ugh, Connecticut. Ugh, we really have to bask in it. I've just been so locked in to Twitter, engaging with y'all, Instagram. It's just been incredible to see the elation, the happiness, and so much fun. But when you look back at this tournament, I think of how resilient this team is. And we saw that in the regular season, where whether it was going against Oregon or NC State or Stanford or even UConn in the regular season, no matter what type of game this team had in front of them, they were able to bounce into it. They were able to adjust their game. Dawn Staley was able to say, okay, this is what we need to do to win. And when you look back at the games that had to be played and the type of games in this tournament run, I think it perfectly encapsulates that. You know, you look at the Miami game. That was a slugfest. Well, you know what? If your defense is going to be good, our defense is going to be even better. We pride ourselves on it. UNC is going to be kind of close. You know, you're going to come back. We're going to need some other people to contribute. Bree Beal steps up to the plate that game, right? Creighton, dominate all around. And this game, the championship game, we knew it was going to be a struggle. You're going against one of the greatest coaches ever in the sport in Geno. There's no way of denying that. You have a former National Player of the Year in Paige Beckers. So what's it going to take? Well, it's going to take an all-around team effort. Your defense is going to have to be relentless. But everyone said it's going to come down to the guard plays. And my, oh my, did we get guard play. So just an incredible tournament run overall that just encapsulates the personality, the resilience, the grit of this team. But now let's dive into the fun stuff, y'all, shall we? Championship game, Sunday night, Carolina, whoops. I'm gonna bask in this, whoops, UConn. 64-49. And I don't even know where to start with this because so much went on in this game. And I won't lie, I was getting emotional during it. Like, this is a freaking national championship game that we're talking about. And I think with South Carolina, we certainly have respect amongst folks who follow women's college basketball. I think Dawn Staley commands a lot of respect for everything she's done. She's coached Team USA. But I do think that there still was some haters, and that's fine. There's always going to be. But I think there were some haters who legitimately said, well, you know what? Yeah, you have that national championship, but UConn is still the giant. Geno is still the big guy in the house, and you never beat UConn to get to that first national championship, so this was going to be the true test. And man, I think we rose to the occasion, but it just felt extra special having to play UConn. And going into the game, we talked about needing that guard play, and that's certainly what I felt we needed to do, and boy, oh boy, did we get that. But I have to start with the defensive effort and game plan that Dawn Staley came out with and how the ladies executed it. It was absolutely relentless. UConn has players, and they have some size too, so you can't let them get going because they could match up with us pretty well. Starting with Paige Beckers, Henny, player of the night. Destiny Henderson, player of the night, hands down, absolutely clamped Paige Beckers. Of course she's going to get hers, right? She's former National Player of the Year. She's an incredible basketball player. She had some points. She had some moments. She was the reason why in that first half, UConn had a little bit of that surge later on in the second quarter. But you know what? Overall, you didn't let her beat you. You know, Destiny and whoever else was switching on her did a fantastic job. A couple of the announcers said that the game plan was to make her go to her left, her weak side. And I saw that time and time and time again. And even when there were screens, whether it was Destiny, Bree, whoever it may be, they were following her like white on rice. It was incredible to see. And we don't talk about some of these other defensive efforts to lock down some of their other players. What was the one? Fudd? And I think Williams was another of their players. You had Bree Beal completely clamping them down. Zaya Cook clamped them down. It was a relentless defensive effort from start to finish, and I was incredibly impressed. And then what I loved about it was it felt like we came out of a lot of timeouts with incredible in-game adjustments. You know, Geno got his group together in the second quarter, had a break or two. They started a little bit of run. And every time throughout the whole game, if UConn got it within single digits, 6 points, 7 points, 8 points, because obviously we jumped out to an incredible lead and completely shocked them. But every time that happened, Dawn would call a timeout and we would come out with an incredible adjustment. Masterful adjustments, masterful coaching. Something that stands out to me is the full court press that we started to show later in the game. You were winning the game and you did not let up. Now, what that did was a couple of things. It wore down UConn because you could tell they were already gassed, but it wore them down more. But it never let them establish a rhythm. Paige Beckers had to touch the ball early and then get rid of it. So now you could put two people on her quicker. It was a masterful coaching job by Dawn Staley. It was incredible. The game plan from the jump was to crash the boards and just completely smother them on defense. Don't let any one player beat you. Destiny Henderson rose to the occasion on Paige, but down low, Victoria, Camilla, of course Aaliyah, they were dominant on that glass, not letting any UConn second half shots. It was a beautiful, beautiful effort on every aspect on the defensive floor. Now looking over to the offensive effort here, you have to start with the offensive rebounds. All game, just completely dominating them on the glass. Second chance after second chance after second chance. Now, sometimes it didn't come to fruition. Sometimes that second chance didn't go through. But you know what? We went to the line. Or it was just demoralizing that they could not simply get rebounds. That first time out, Gino was shook. I've never seen a coach look so shook in my life. Are you kidding me? He did not know what to say. He was embarrassed. Some player highlights here for you, man. Incredible. Aaliyah Boston, 11 points, 16 rebounds. She was brilliant. She just bangs the boards, gets her double-doubles. She was good from the line. She is as solid as you can ask for. We knew that. We knew that because we've seen her play all year. But now the whole nation saw. And if you had any doubts that she was the player of the year, guess again. And Destiny Henderson here, 26 points. Henny, Destiny, putting the team on her back. She was the most outstanding player tonight. Aaliyah got the award because she certainly deserves it. Most outstanding player in the tournament? Absolutely. Most outstanding player in the year? Absolutely. But that night, Destiny was it. This was a team of Destiny. You know, I think someone made a joke about that. But my God, just sniping it from three. Just going hard. That Euro step to get the glass towards the end of the game? Brilliant. She showed up in a way that somebody needed to. Somebody in the backcourt needed to step up and put the team on their back, and it was Henny. And it was brilliant. And it's incredible because everyone's saying this is likely her last game. I suppose she does have another year of eligibility because of the COVID year. But she's leaving. You know, she's a senior. You just won a national championship. She's gone, right? She's gonna go to the NBA. Going to go get hers. And to have a career night in the championship game, I mean, that'll bring a tear to your eye. It really will. After everything that this group had been through, that is incredible. And Henny specifically, you know, she did not play a whole lot her first 2 years. She had to fight for her playing time. And the last two and a half seasons, she has blossomed into an incredible point guard, a true asset for our team. Everything began and ended with her this night. You know, we talk about the bigs, we talk about the rebounding, and yes, that was certainly the X factor that didn't allow UConn to fully get back into this. But everything this night started with Henny, distributing the ball, shooting the ball, on a defensive effort. It's incredible. You know, I mean, she only had four assists, but that's still solid. That's about her average, I believe. It was an incredible effort. Zaya Cook with 11 points. It was great to see that. She didn't have the best tournament, and we knew that she can be that person to get us over the edge. At least in the first half, that was her, hitting some big-time shots. It was incredible to see. You know, and Victoria Saxon here, 6 points, five rebounds. I've said it all year, you know, she is that sort of maybe understated big that we had. She had some huge free throws later in the game. But she made some incredible efforts on the floor, getting loose balls, getting rebounds. It was brilliant to see. Just an all-around amazing, amazing team effort, y'all. And it all accumulated into UConn not being able to establish a rhythm, UConn not being able to get good quality shots off. I mean, we held them without a three ball until deep, deep in the second half. That just doesn't happen. You know, we had seen this team put up incredible defensive efforts, put up quarters where the opposing team had single points. We did that to UConn in the national championship game. We came out of the gates, fired up, determined, executed our game plan to a T, and UConn simply had no answer. They did not know what to do. It was a relentless effort on both sides of the floor for four quarters. It was beautiful. You know, we've talked about this team. Sometimes they take their foot off the gas. Sometimes we let teams creep back into it. Look at the SEC tournament, for example. Not tonight. Not that game. It was incredible. And you just have to give your hats off to Dawn Staley. You know, I mean, we had an incredible team, and she had scheduled the toughest schedule in the country for this purpose. To say, hey, look, you've already beaten the best teams in the country. You can handle this. They're going to get theirs. They're going to go on some runs, but you can handle this. We've seen it before. And we're national championship because of it. It's a great group. You know, she has recruited relentlessly. She's able to relate to her players. They trust her with all of their hearts. And Dawn Staley has built this thing up to where a point where we're not going away. You know, this group has some seniors. Aaliyah is not one of them. We have the number one recruiting class coming in. We're not going anywhere, y'all. And it's amazing. We are just so blessed. So blessed. Now, I don't know what's next. You know, I hope there's a parade. They certainly had an incredible welcome home greeting, if you will, outside Colonial Life. And this team deserves everything. They deserve everything. You know, they only had, what was it, two losses on the year. They were wire to wire, AP number ones. They deserve all of the banners. They deserve all of the championship rings. They deserve all of the praise. You know, I put it out there on Twitter. I think an incredible way to honor Aaliyah Boston would be to paint a mural either somewhere on campus or right on the side of Colonial Life of that awesome picture of her whipping her hair back. It's all blue. She's holding the basketball, obviously wearing the Carolina jersey. I just think that would be an incredible way to honor her. You know, but she's coming back next year. And she said, we're not letting up. And Dawn is going to keep recruiting. This thing is going to keep rolling. Hopefully there's a parade to celebrate. If you remember correctly, Cox Talking Gamecocks is on the road right now. I'm currently in the low country of the Palmetto State. So if it does sound a little funny, it's an away game, not in my usual setup. But who cares? Because we're national champs. It's incredible to say, y'all, we won a championship. I have been on cloud nine since that game. And like I said, watching that game, you know, it was definitely a little emotional seeing how far this team had come, knowing how determined they were, and they actually got there. It doesn't always happen. It's incredibly hard to get there in the format of the NCAA tournament and to take down one of the giants in the sport, Geno freaking Auriemma and the UConn Huskies. It is so, so satisfying. So do whatever you got to do to celebrate. Take off work. Buy all of the merchandise. Buy your season tickets for next year. Go to Columbia. Walk around. Go to breweries. You know, it's incredible. We are national champions, y'all. We'll pick up the podcast with some regularity after this one, talk about baseball and all that jazz, whatever the heck's going on over there. But right now, we are champions. I'm on cloud nine. Nothing can take us down. Let's go, Cox. Congratulations to Dawn Staley and the 2022 national champion women's team of the University of South Carolina. Let's go, Cox.